won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Are you gonna stand by me? I'm Skylar Moon and you're my listener, and to me, you're my buddies. So it is time to take out the trash, and we're gonna do so together right here on Skylar Moon Show. I'm gonna teach you everything I learned and how I got rid of these people that were toxic for me. So I did it by reading very, very respectable articles, very well-known doctors that are in these blogs that I've read many, many times. These same doctors and these same psychiatrists, like Dr. Barry Seuskind, he was mentioning quite a few things in quite a few different articles about this specific ideal because of the fact that he specializes in relationships. You're going to hear from really, really dependable sources here. And I am not joking when I tell you these are the reasons. These articles I'm about to begin reading to you are just bits and pieces, important pieces I found to be helpful to me. And I know it worked for me, so I'm going to read it to you. Me and you, we're going to work it all out right here and figure out how you can get rid of those selfish, those very rude, those very jealous, so they act a certain way. What is this? She's acting so funny and so weird. The one that always asks for money, the money beggar, the woman who was asking for money. Bye-bye. She's gone. And I'm not kidding. If someone doesn't want to be saved, you can't save them. And it's time not just to take out the trash, but it's time to stop trying to rescue people. It's really sad that people don't want to use resources out there, but hey, if they don't want to use resources, that's their choice. I'm going to read to you so you know when a new person comes into your world, instead of giving a test the way I did on my own, you're not always going to feel comfortable doing that. I have the cojones to do that. You can easily go ahead and look it up like I did on either pairedlife.com, Healthline. I love Healthline. I'm going to read that article to you next. I'm only reading the bolded areas that say number one, this, number two, that, number three, that. I'm not going to read you all the subcategories underneath, okay? So I'm just going to give you facts, and then we're going to move on to another number and another fact, and we're going to just keep on trucking, okay? So that's how we're going to do this show, because all of them give you this many signs, 12 signs, 20 signs, okay? I'm reading you all those signs, and that's it, and I want you to think about if they're not good to you in many ways, you need to get rid of them. If they steal, get rid of them. If they don't treat you well and they're using you, get rid of them. Okay, it's time to take out the trash. All those people that are just taking your stuff, they're just using you. If they don't care for you, then you need to get rid of them. Abusing you in many ways, get rid of them. Okay, we're going to help you do that today on this show, starting right now by reading to you from pairedlife.com, babies. Here we go. Then after that, some Healthline. We got Women's Health. We've got Medium.com. Toxicities.com and Healthline is going to come up after PairedLife.com. Get ready for some great articles. And then it's the end of the show, but it is going to be great because you're going to learn what's to do when you meet a new friend. Because right now in life, in your 30s, in your 20s, you are always seeking a new friend to talk to that cares about you. All right. Hey, it's me, Sky. I'm ready to give you a taste of some signs that you may be dealing with a toxic friend or somebody who is not real. So what I want to talk about is pairedlife.com. That's right. Pairedlife.com says number one, your friendship is conditional. Number three, fake friends will speak poorly of you when you're not around. Number four, fake friends will stop talking to you when you have a disagreement. Number five, fake friends disappear when someone more interesting shows up. All right, so now they always want something from me. That is so true. Number seven, fake friends will stop hanging out with you if you say, quote, no to them. And I started saying no. And once I started saying no, everybody hear me out now. Once you begin to say no, it will work because they will stop. They'll stop. They'll be insulted. They'll tell you how they feel later, probably, or they may never talk to you again. Say they do come around and they say to you how offensive it was to say no. They say to you this, that was so mean. Oh my God. I figured you were having a bad day. So I'm just like, oh, I'll let it go. I'm like, oh my God. Can't spend 3 hours doing this shit with you, man. I can't and I won't. So I had to start making those boundaries, and I wanted to talk to her about boundaries, and I did, and she never followed any of them. But hey, fake friends will stop hanging out with you if you say no to them. Very, very, very true. But they won't forever. Not all of them, okay? A lot of them will. A lot of them will, because one of them stopped when I said no. Another one didn't. She was the money beggar, and one didn't stop either. But one girl did stop. Okay, so number 8, fake friends never try to help you achieve your goals. Oh no. Number 9, fake friends always bring you down, and it's in hopes. Trust me, usually, I'll say 80% of the time, it's usually in high hopes that you will not accomplish your goal. If they bring you down, it'll make you upset for the day. It'll just knock your day off kilter. That's what they want. Trust me. All right. And fake friends don't listen to you. It's all about them. It's me, me, me. It's a real serious case of the me, me, me's. So I'm going to stop right there for reading to you from PairedLife.com by Mr. George Vamos. Thank you very much, Mr. George, for writing this article, who gave us 12 great examples. And I am able to read them to you real quick. And I don't want to go into more, because what it does is it takes each step and elaborates on it. And it gives you tons of detail about it. And I'm not going to go into that. I just gave you some great signs so you can begin to figure out and think about in your mind certain people that you know as we continue on. Hello there, and now that you've heard from PairedLife.com, it did help me, I'll tell you that. Now, I'm just telling you that these are great places. I do believe next you're going to hear me read to you from Healthline. You wonder, why do I seem to be attracting these people? Sometimes it really feels like you're attracting these people. It really feels that way, doesn't it? It feels like they're just coming to you over and over and over again, and you want it to end. You don't want these toxic people near you anymore. So how do you get them away from you? Oh, I get to that for you, my darlings. Please don't doubt it. So if you don't know what to say, and it's because you realize you don't want them in your life anymore, they are toxic, you realize. If somebody fits into 1 to 3 of these categories that I've been reading to you, it's time to take that trash out, baby, of your social world, your social life, your lifestyle. What we all seek is a genuine person. So, like I said, it's me, Sky, telling you hello and hi. It's time. Time for what? Time for you to hear a little bit of a couple of these websites I scribbled notes from, Healthline and Toxicities.com and Science of People. These were the ones I felt to be the most helpful about toxic people. Okay, let's talk about them first. The people that are toxic, the people that make you feel like shit when you are left off with that person, you say goodbye, it's like, see you later, bye. Okay, you are so relieved, number one. You're like, oh, thank God they're gone. And then you actually feel worse instead of feeling happy that you visited that person. So it's like it ruined your day instead of making you happy. So let's say that toxic people also, you know, you have a hard time dealing with someone in your life. That's a sign. So let's get you some signs about toxic people. So if you have a hard time dealing with someone in your life, it's helpful to start by pinpointing problematic behaviors rather than simply labeling them. as being toxic. I don't care for labels. I found that in there. It's not like I'm reading every single line in every single sentence. But I mean, simply labeling them as toxic isn't really fair. You have to have your real, true, and honest reasons. So Barry Suiskind, who specializes in relationships, shares some key signs of toxicity. Number one is self-absorption or self-centeredness. Number two, manipulation and other emotional abuse. Number three, dishonesty and deceit. Number four, difficulty offering compassion. You avoid playing into their reality, which is hard sometimes. Some people have a tendency to see themselves as the victim in every situation. And I know some other people who have been like this as well. And I've had to run for the hills with all of them. And now my phone doesn't ring. It doesn't go off just for a few very select people. And I love them very dearly. I really do. They're great people. So, and some of them I've known for most of my life. Most of them I've known most of my life. That's right. And it's not just family, absolutely not. But yeah, definitely cousins. I'm going out to eat with my cousin. Me and my cousin going out to eat, having a few drinks tomorrow. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. So anyways, they always put themselves in every situation as the victim. If they mess up, they might shift the blame now just to divert the attention away. But this is very more specific, and it says they might shift the blame to someone else or tell a story that paints them in a more positive light. Just shouldn't let yourself get drawn in. And that's the next one I wrote down, is don't get drawn in. Dealing with someone's toxic behavior can be exhausting, and I've done it. This right here, I didn't follow. Don't get drawn in. Yep, I fucked that one up. I messed it up. Don't get drawn in. I messed that one up, and I got drawn in for a while. Stick to the facts without making accusations. I wrote and scribbled some notes. Okay, I can't even read my own writing here. It says dealing with someone's toxic behavior can be exhausting. The person might constantly complain about others, always have a new story about unfair treatment, or even accuse you of wronging them and not caring about their needs. Oh yeah, absolutely. I've dealt with that. I've got story after story, but I'm not going to get into it. So the next one, pay attention to how they make you feel. Then there's talk to them about their behavior. That's really hard. So I also, the other one you can say is, I value trust and friendship, so I can't continue this friendship if you lie to me again. And that is not a problem for me to say, for sure, in these conversations. Then it says, put yourself first. And I really, really liked this one. It says, on the flip side, behavior doesn't have to be abuse or spiteful to be toxic. Other behaviors can be just as damaging. Maybe the person in question desperately needs your help to get them out of a bind every time you see them. Or Suiskind says, oh, Barry Suiskind. Okay, he is the psychiatrist. Or Suiskind says, quote, you're always giving and they're always taking, or you feel like their emotional stability depends on you, end quote. And that I've dealt with for sure, and I am so exhausted from all of it. You might value your relationship with this person, but don't offer support at the risk of your own well-being. And this is all in the category as a subcategory information of putting yourself first. It says, quote, healthy relationships involve give and take. Suiskind explains, and that's the psychiatrist. In other words, you offer support, but you receive support too. And that's almost impossible for a toxic person. Say no and walk away. And remember, you aren't at fault. And make yourself unavailable and limit your time together. When you can't avoid the person that is, you're going to have to very much limit your time together. I really put an arrow between those two from Healthline about toxic people and how toxic people can affect you, and how you may have a toxic friend, but you don't know how to deal with them. But just here just now, you just heard some great ways to deal with a friend that might be a little toxic, but you have to deal with them because they're your coworker, because it's your cousin, because it's another family member, or because you live with that person. They're your roommate. And I'm really glad I got a chance to read to you from them. All right. So I hope that you were able to find it helpful that each thing I said was a category as I went through and I read them. And I told you, you know, put yourself first. That's like the topic. And then there were some categories underneath that. So, you know, I read on like that. I hope you understand how it sounds and what to do and how to handle toxic people. I got something for you right now that's going to break up the monotony of all the talk, and we're going to kick it up a notch with the king of the blues, baby, and he's going to explain to you what happens while somebody is busy just disrespecting you and making you feel like, okay, you're not a good friend anymore, and I need you out of my life. Why? Because the thrill is not so thrilling anymore after all. This friend you have, you're looking at them and thinking, boy, this just isn't an exciting thing anymore. They're bringing nothing but drama to my door. How can this be exciting? It's not. The thrill just isn't there. So let me have the king of the blues sing the simple fact to you of what? How the thrill disappears, my loves. That's right. We all know the thrill disappears eventually. And that's when you realize this friend has got to go. So let me let you hear it. In this show, we play music because it's season two, a full out dedication to music. So let's rock. Welcome back to Skylar Moon Show. So this is my last article. I hope you want to hear it. Why? It's from Women's Health Magazine. So I took so many great notes and I looked at their online website almost word for word the same for this month. Pretty much not just for women. There's knowledge in there about cooking, about your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your friends, your people in your life, and it's helpful for people like us talking about toxic people, a toxic relationship. No, I went for the toxic friends. Yes. All the things I found in there that were about just toxic people in general, toxic friends that you just can't shake. And it got into that. So I got lucky. I got lucky and I did get to search and find in their online hub. I was able to find a great article and it's numbers. That's what I love. I love it when they number and bold. It's the same thing as doing a bullet point and giving me a bolded concept. Then I can talk about it myself and then I can go back into reading my notes. And my notes are straight from the site. So everything you hear me read right now is from Women's Health Magazine and womenshealth.com. That's right. I trust Women's Health Magazine from the online hub. So this is womenshealth.com, all about toxic people, toxic friends, toxic relationships, bad breakups, and all that were in there too, but I did not want to get into bad breakups. That isn't the concept. The concept here is a toxic person, they can ruin your life, so you better run for the hills. You better get away from them before they ruin your life, okay? So here we go on Skylar Moon Show, from me to you on womenshealth.com. Here we go.
So
So don't stress. These signs will tell you if you're dealing with a toxic friend. Ready for the 13 signs? Because here we go. Number one, you're giving more than you are getting. I'm always the giver. I give, 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 give. I try to make people smile. I want to see somebody happy after they bring a bunch of drama to my doorstep and they're here and they're crying to me and everything is oh so bad. Or maybe someone did get beat up by their boyfriend, or maybe someone did go through a hell of a fucking storm, fighting with their roommate, their mother, their father, their anyone, their sister, their brother, their mother, anybody. It could be their boyfriend, of course, their girlfriends, of course. Anybody could have made them feel so torn down, so exhausted from a horrible fight, all night long fighting, and then they come here to tell me all about it. Well, I try to make them smile. So I like to give gifts, and I'm always giving, and I give great advice, and I will pull up an article and say, look, these are the signs that you need to do this and that and get away, and you need to start your life over on your own. Don't depend on him anymore. Start off by going to the most local women's battered shelter or a battered women's facility for help, you know, or just go to a plain old psychiatric unit. I've given all that type of advice. Then I've also known about a local place that does take women who do get abused into their place, and it's all about that and helping you get your own apartment when you finish the program. That's right. There's places like that everywhere. You just got to check for them. But these women, they want to stay in this toxic relationship with a very, very toxic man or woman, and it's really baffling to me why they want to fix these issues with their mother, their sister, or their brother and their family. When it comes to family, it seems like a couple people, the three people I dealt with that were toxic and I had to get rid of from my life. You'll hear more about that in this show. I just don't understand why they did not want to fix things. They just left them as they were and told me, just don't even bother reading that. I had arguing with my sister that day too. I mean, you had a very argumentative day with a lot of people. I mean, I've dealt with this. It was a literal situation I dealt with, but they didn't want any advice. It was odd. Some people don't want help. Some people like to live and really fester in the chaotic life they live. And these people are often chaotic. Back to the article. Number two, you no longer trust them. Oh, do I ever know about that? Number three, you dread checking your phone. And by the way, about the trust thing, I actually always test new people that come into my life. I test them in the ways that I see they have a vice, and I do something to see if that vice is going to get them and get the best of them and show me that they are a thief. If someone steals from me, I know for a fact I don't want them in my life. And I spend the whole rest of the time while they think they're building a new friendship with me, I'm trying to get rid of them. And it becomes a very difficult thing when I know for a fact they stole because I set it up and I wanted to see if they would, and they fall for it. So I know I can no longer trust them, and I do everything in the power I have inside me, which it is draining dealing with a toxic person. I'll tell you that right now. And it is so exhausting trying to get rid of them. So anyways, it does say number three, you dread checking your phone. I got to that point with three people. Number four, you don't enjoy spending time with them. I get that. Do you? Number five, you don't like yourself when you're with them. Now, number six, you know they talk shit about you. Number seven, you compete with them. This is all signs of toxic friends, okay? Number nine, you can't depend on their advice. Number 10, you're embarrassed by their behavior toward others. Number 8, you don't think they have a good intention at all. So they have no good intent. So you don't think they have good intention. Number 11, you make excuses for them. Number 12, you feel used. Oh, I've been used and abused by all three of the people that I've been using as examples throughout this whole show. I'm so sorry to say they've all used me. They've all chewed me up, spit me out, and don't care. And it's really, really a shitty feeling to be used. So, number 13, you don't know why you're friends with them. So there's no doubt about it. Your friend is toxic. Now what? If you're not sure whether you should end the friendship or the relationship. An outsider's opinion can draw your attention to red flags you didn't even notice or have brushed under the rug. Quote, you could also try setting limits with this person. I tried that. That's what somebody else added in. Squires. So she did this herself. Squires suggests talking to other people to get a, quote, reality check. With a friend who would always monopolize the conversation whenever they talked on the phone. Whatever that happened, she would just say, I need to hang up now. And she would actually do it. And we haven't even had a chance to both say hello or say how are you or anything. And she just says, I promise, promise, promise I'll call you back. And never once has called me back. So, you know what? To hell with you. To hell with you. So it's like you could try setting limits with this person, Squires said. Well, she did this herself with a friend who would always monopolize the conversation whenever they talked on the phone. Whenever it happened, she would just say, I need to hang up now. And she would actually do it. So Lombardo agrees and adds that once you, quote, establish boundaries, stick with them. I did. And I had to get really, really tough. So setting boundaries didn't work. She crossed over the boundary lines many, many times. So if you have a friend who's always calling you and begging you to bend over backwards to help with her things, you know, tell her you can't every time. And I started doing that. She stopped calling me. Then she started calling me again. And I automatically, about 2 months later, she started calling again because I kept saying no, 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 no. So I hope you enjoyed those 13 different reasons why. It says to stick to your boundaries, so try that with your friends and stick with the boundaries, everybody, okay? Because some people will follow your boundaries. Some people won't act like the three people that are the worst of the worst that I have dealt with in my world. I'll tell you, I've been treated like shit by a lot of people and I don't appreciate it. It's all because I'm too kind. I give too much. I'm a giver. If they're down and out, I always tried to give a gift to lift up their spirit, but it never works. You can see the look on their face, their human behavior in general. If I ever studied sociology, oh, I did. In high school, I had an advanced class. And then in college, I took sociology too. And I took English number two. And I also, that was an advanced class. And I also took my psychology class, which was really amazing, and humanity through the arts. Amazing classes in college. I've learned a real lot about human behavior, and I understand all this a little bit better than I probably should. So the best case scenario, they accept your decision and you have to walk away from them. And if you get a chance to actually have a regular adult conversation about how you just can't talk with them anymore and you can't have them in your life anymore, give them a few examples of how they really hurt you and say, you know, quote, but in a really toxic relationship, all bets are off, says Bonnor, another PhD. The person could start a huge argument, and when that's the case, all you owe that person is just to be clear about what you're doing. You can be respectful, you gotta be firm, and to stay firm, you have to tell them, this has got to stop. You gotta stop calling my phone, because if you don't, if you call one more time, I'm just gonna block you. So please, leave me alone and move on and find another friend to beg for money. Move on and find somebody else to fuck with and steal all my shit, my shoes, my clothes. Don't ever let yourself be embarrassed again. I'm just putting an end to this friendship because it's not right, okay? So I'll catch you on the flip side. And I literally left that text and she never replied. So she got the message. And it really works when you put your foot down in a really firm way. This will help you keep your emotions in check if it starts getting into a confrontation. When that happens, all you have to say is, quote, this discussion is upsetting me. I've told you where I stand. I'm not going to be able to spend much time with you in the future, and I'm not going to be in touch. So we are going to have to end this friendship. I apologize, end quote. And at that point, that Both Benoit and Squires say, you have the right to cut the toxic friend off. Quote, you can't have a constructive conversation with this person, so the ordinary rule of engagement no longer apply, end quote. That's what Squires says. And quote, you just need to exit as gracefully as you can and just realize that's your answer. Most of these people have no class. Most of them have no couth. No class, no couth, no type of a way that is going to be even close to be able to manipulate you either, because that is one of their other specialties. They like to think anyway that they are the manipulative princess. They are the king of manipulating. They think they are the king of the manipulation world. A toxic friendship can also drain you and make you doubt yourself. So yeah, it's the worst from Women's Health right here. You can tell a friend is toxic when they cause stress and sadness or anxiety. Hey, hey, my dears, it's me, Skylar Moon here. I've got a song request, my very last song I'm going to play in the show, song number 3, and it fit so perfectly. It's just a great song that goes right along with what we are talking about in this show, and I want you to enjoy, so I throw music in between for a little break, and it is season number 2, breaking on through, a full-on dedication to music. Every time we take a break, it's a little time for some music. This song represents when you have just had it up to here with somebody, and you're about to let them go. Why? Because they're not the same person you used to know. They are very, very volatile suddenly. They come on into my home, acting as if they're my friend, and I can feel the fakeness. I can see the fakeness. I can hear the fake laughter. I can hear all the fake tones in their voice. I can tell that what they're doing is phoniness to get something out of me, telling me that they have an event to go to and they need something to wear. They need some sort of nice jewelry to go along with it too. Oh, by the way, can you do my hair for me too? Because the event is tonight and they want me to curl all their hair up nice for them. So the next day it'll still be curly and they'll be all set. No, I'm not doing it anymore. I started saying no because I had it up to here, because this person revealed their true self of me. I had it up to here. I started saying no. And this is when I was ready to let the person go, because they're not the same person I used to know. They took off their proverbial mask without even knowing. They're starting to show their ass. They're starting to show me their true self, and they don't even know they're doing it. Oh, so the energy comes off of them along with the face they make. And I know that they're jealous, and that's all I ever get nowadays. So I know you're not the same person you used to be, and you took your mask off proverbially. And now it's time to bring into the show a song about knowing somebody that is not the same person that you used to know. And that is the song's name, Somebody That I Used to Know. I found it to be perfectly fitting for this show. So let's rock and roll right here on Skylar Moon Show. And that's all I have for you today on Skylar Moon Show. Hope you enjoyed everything you heard today. Hope you soaked in some of that information from the articles I read to you. Hope everything went well and you listened all the way through. Thank you very much if you've gotten to this point of the show where I get to sign off properly. Properly meaning I never say goodbye. I never do. What do I say? Later.